Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and we have a problem. This particular episode was a lot of fun to record last night. Super great turnout at the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles, and we lost the first 14 minutes of the recording due to some, like, a fucking bad memory card or some fucking thing. So I'm going to try to recreate what happened before I brought out the guests. Fortunately, the audio does kick in when I bring the guests out. You don't have to hear the long pause after DougLovesMovies.com, so there's that is an upside for you. I started the show last night by saying it's Thursday, December 22nd, 2016, only 3 days till Christmas, and this place is packed. What are you, a bunch of Jews? Yeah, big laugh, because they probably were. And I asked for name tags, and there were a ton of name tags, a ton of really good ones, you know, some with lights on them, and Chelsea was in the front row with a name tag covered in candy that I forget what it said on it, recounting everything that happened in the first 14 minutes of the show last night is not easy. I went on to talk about my holiday taint shows. I got Doug Loves Movies this Monday night at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. And then I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Irvine on December 27th and the Punchline in Sacramento on December 29th. If you come to Irvine Improv or the Punch Sack, be sure to bring name tags because games will be played. Well, one game at the end of the show, and you have a chance at winning the prize bag. And Doug Loves Movies is back at the Tempe Improv in Tempe, Arizona on New Year's Eve at 4:20. You can come to the show and then be done for the night at 6 p.m. Go home. Or you could go out and do something. I'm not in charge of what you do on New Year's Eve, Tempe. I just need you to come to my show in the afternoon. And we just added a Doug Loves Movies on the final night of SF Sketchfest, January 29th. And that's in addition to the Benson Movie Interruption of 50 Shades of Grey. And when I said that last night, the whole crowd went, oh! I was like, yeah, you're right. On January 15th, go to SFSketchfest.com. And then I paused like I was going to pause a long time, and everybody enjoyed that a great deal. And then I said, that's sfsketchfest.com. The 12 guests of Christmas LA, the West Coast edition this year, is now ready and available to be purchased for $2 in the comedy album section of iTunes. Thanks for your patience on that. Took forever for that to come out. For some reason, I don't get all this tech shit, you guys. I just do the talking part, and I don't even talk that good. I did a shout out to Sean Sakamai and his brother Daryl, who were in the house, and I said that unfortunately his other brother Daryl couldn't make it because I like making Newhart jokes. And then this was another bummer last night. I had leaked in the previous episode that Emil Hirsch, very talented actor, was going to be one of the guests on the show, because I was excited that Emil Hirsch was going to be on, and I thought people should know. And then, of course, he gets sick and cancels that day. So I explained that to the crowd, and there was a little sadness, so it was clearly a little more full than usual. Because Emil Hirsch was going to be there. And so I apologize for that. And also, but that's why I don't reveal the names on a regular basis. It's because you get bit in the ass when the person doesn't come, and then the audience is like, what? You said Emil was going to be here. So I'll reschedule. Emil Hirsch will come on sometime in the future. So that's a nice tease. You have to come to LA shows from now until Emil Hirsch is on, if you want to, you know, if that's what you want to do, if you want to see Emil Hirsch. And then I talked about the prize bag and all the stuff that I put into it, which of course now I'm having trouble remembering. I brought a lot of random crap. There's a Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome button. There was some Nutter Butter Bite cookies. There were Assassin's Creed shot glasses that I got out of a loot crate. What else was in there? It was just kind of some random shit. So let's just jump into the show. I believe it's going to start after the introduction of my guests, Nick Thune, John Hamburg, and Rosa Salazar. And Nick Thune is wearing a like ski cap kind of hat and a baseball cap on top of that. I think you need to know that he's wearing a couple of hats. Enjoy the show.
Is that like a new thing, the two hats that you're wearing?
Well, when my good friend Rosa gives me a hat, then yeah, it is a new thing.
Oh, you just put the new hat on top of the hat you already have on, because where else are you going to, what are you going to do with it?
It doesn't fit in my pocket.
It was in the prize bag. It was in the prize bag, and he like...
You brought that for a prize, and now he's keeping it when he's already got a hat?
He was like, what did you bring? Can I have this? And I was like, of course. And then he went into this whole thing about his wife owning a Mercedes.
That I bought her.
He brought that up quickly. That was
fucking basically
who'd
mine.
You buy a Mercedes for?
My wife.
Damn it.
We got ourselves a listener on our hands. And let's meet these folks individually, starting with her. To my left, it's Rosa Salazar, everybody. How do you like to pronounce Rosa?
Rosa.
You like to really lay into it with the Rosa.
Rosa Salazar.
Yeah, if you were a reporter on the local news, you would totally lay into
Rosa
it.
Rosa Salazar.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now you of course are. I've been talking about this movie for a little bit on the show because it took me a long time to get around to watching it, and I enjoyed it a great deal. Night Owls with our friend Adam Pally.
Yeah.
And you are the stars of it. It's a two-hander. But the other couple of the other hands in there are Rob Hubel and Tony Hale, who also have been on Douglas movies. So now the entire cast of Night Owls has been on Douglas movies.
Peter Krause?
No.
Oh. You want me to call him?
Please.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love that. I'm a big Sports Night fan.
Okay, I'll call him.
All right.
I'll call him too.
Oh, yeah, let's see which one of you can get him first.
Well, I got to ask Rosa for his number.
Can I have this?
All right, Rosa, I'm going to ask you a question that was meant for Emil Hirsch. Dude, I watched the shit out of The Girl Next Door. And I have one question for you. Do you stay in touch with Timothy Oliphant?
I was just choking to Timothy Oliphant. I mean, talking to Timothy Oliphant yesterday.
What?
Whoa!
It's 19 minutes after the hour. All right, so when we recorded this, listeners, don't freak out. Like Getting Dug with High, we tape them and then we archive them. And when people are watching the archived episodes, they will tweet at me a question like they forget that it's not live. So I'm trying to remind the listeners of this program that the same thing could happen to them. That was your answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't go over well.
I didn't get it.
Well.
You implied you were having some sort of sexual encounter with Timothy Oliphant? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the Oliphant in the room. Very nice. Also joining us for the first time, it's John Hamburg, everybody.
Thank you, Doug. Happy to be here.
Dude, if someone gives you a long drawn out, if they draw your name in the intro, is there like, can you see the disappointment when John Hamburg?
You know, yeah, I feel it. I feel it. I've got them for about 2 seconds, and they're like, it's the Jewish guy. Yeah,
it's the Jewish John Ham.
I actually, Ham. Yeah.
I gave from this Christmas all my family members. I gave them John Ham's email address. embroidered on
it's a pretty
t-shirt.
Sweet gift.
It's a great stocking stuffer.
Somebody accidentally didn't BCC all the. Remember this last year? Were you on that email?
What?
Jash. Remember Jash?
That website? It's still a thing. It's on my shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean,
they sent like a big email out to everybody, and they forgot to BCC everybody. And John Hamm's email address was like the second one.
So then you saved it and gave it out this year?
I got it embroidered on t-shirts. And gave it to my loved ones.
I don't think he still has that AOL address, though.
It's just John Hamm.
I tried
email.
To pick something that seemed old. But John Hamburg, of course, is the director and writer of many classic comedies, and his latest movie is coming out in theaters tomorrow.
Comes out tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's called Why Him.
Yep, comes out tomorrow.
Everybody's excited for it.
Thanks, man. It's funnier than the trailers, I'm going to say.
Well, let me say this to you. Isn't it weird that trailers, like, it just seems like they really want to go to if there's anything slapstick that happens. They have to show that, and they don't take into account that those moments, there's usually a really nice buildup. Like, Office Christmas Party, the trailer highlights a moment that you now wait for most of the movie because you've seen it in the trailer.
Yep. It's our nightmare as comedy directors. It's our we have you know.
But in your case, the lady getting hit in the face, that's the slapstick. That's not like a plot point in the movie.
Here's the deal. That's not in the movie. If you go see the movie, when they cut the first trailer, we hadn't cut the movie yet, and they put that in. It's gonna kill. We previewed with that scene. The preview went great, but that scene flatlined. And we cut it out, as we do, and then it's in the trailer, like, it kills, I guarantee it, and it's really just not that funny, you know.
And it's not on plot, really. It's just a random woman gets hit in the face.
It wasn't funny when it was on plot, and it's even less funny now. But it's not in the second trailer, so that's, you know, there's a new Red Band trailer that's still just okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what happens with
the trailers.
The movie is
funny, you know, but there you go.
Yeah, you got it. People have to know that the director of a film doesn't really cut the trailers.
You try to do
no approval.
It's out of your hands.
You have sort of consent. What is it? Consultation.
Yeah, they say, you like this, right?
That's right. That's right. What they do is you go, you've got to be kidding me. They go, this was the highest testing trailer in the history of cinema. And you know, you sort of go, really? Was it? You know, who's saying that?
Have you read the YouTube comments?
God, no. No, I couldn't. Have you, Nick?
I did, yeah.
You?
No, there was one that movie? Said, could use more Nick Soon.
Yeah.
Who cast this? When was this?
Well, let me ask you, John. Let me ask you my Emil Hirsch question for
Ready
you.
Ready for it. Let's do it.
Your latest is The Autopsy of Jane Doe. How, when can we see that?
Okay, we had so much fun on that one. It was, it's me and it's...
Jason
and Mia Wasikowska. I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name.
I know. I was really thrilled you gave it a shot.
Why was my degree of difficulty so high? We had such a good time. We just cracked each other up. And it's a drama. It's like Manchester by the Sea, so it was inappropriate. And we were laughing. That comes out February 29th.
All right, you guys. So make sure you check out Autopsy of Jane Doe in February, just in time for... Wait a second. The 29th? You swindler.
See what I did there? God, that was so... Can I just say, Emil's a very good friend. That was so Hirsch of me. He's always just...
Oh, that's what he'll
people.
Do? He does stuff like that?
Just messing with people.
All right. Well, I can't wait to have him on for reals. But who I'm stuck with tonight is Nick Thune, everybody!
Thanks. Thank you so much.
How you doing, man?
Obviously great.
You got a...
I've been crushing in here.
You got a CISO special, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that came out today.
Yeah. If you have a CISO special, say so.
I do.
If you CISO, say so.
CISO, say so. Yeah. And it's brand new on there, and people can check it out.
It's just happened.
All right.
I don't even... it's hard to remember even when it was filmed, to be honest. The whole thing's kind of a... I wouldn't watch it. I don't think I did good.
You know, you're here tonight because a publicist contacted me.
Can I just say, that's the worst plug of anything I've ever heard in my career.
It intrigued me.
It would have been better if he said it comes out on February 29th.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't watch it because I was in it, you know.
All right. Well, here's your here's my question for you, Emil Hirsch.
Mm-hmm.
I love Into the Wild.
Thank you.
That was my whole question. I was just going to say to him, I love Into the Wild.
Interesting that you asked that. I did too.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
I guess
no,
maybe
have you
I
seen
said
there's
it.
Actually a moment in it where he is out just kind of on the rocks, you know.
Well, things are going badly.
And he gets all spinny, you know. I get all spinny. The character, obviously the character gets all spinny and he spins around. And I think that's probably one of the better moments, but I die at the end of that. That's
what?
Fucked up, yeah.
Well, that's a big spoiler right
there. You die at the end of that.
At the end of the movie.
Because every year at Christmas I watch that movie, but I stop it before it's over. Because I just don't, you know, I really can't handle if he dies at the end.
Yeah. No,
so,
I do.
Thanks for telling me. I appreciate it. John Hamburg.
How can I help?
Do people, like, when they find out you directed Along Came Polly, do they lose their minds? Because I love that movie.
Thanks, man. They quote, you know, they do a little Phil Hoffman. They do Let It Rain and stuff
Well,
like that.
Well, speaking
the
of Phil Hoffman.
That's
so funny.
That's
but Phil Hoffman is so hilarious in that movie. And I don't think he ever, you know, he gets lots of chances to be funny in moments, but he tends to be in dramas.
Yeah.
So he's so funny in that. And I think you and him together, you wrote it and he said it. You pretty much put Sharded out into the world.
That was, I don't think it existed.
I don't think
I
it came along
it.
Until yeah. Polly.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know. Thank you, I guess. I mean, it's a weird thing because I do think I invented it. Maybe some other guy did, but... I'd never heard it, and it's a point of pride. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
It's out there.
And you so coined that, not only a word, but a very useful one, because the act of doing that used to take several words.
Yes.
Oh, shit, I just shit my pants or whatever.
That's
now
right.
You could just be like, oh, shard, I just sharded.
That's right. That's right.
Now, did it happen, like, because I know, like, for me, like, the writing process, like, it just kind of happened, and you're like, I got to write that down.
You
I just
know,
shit myself.
I mean, look, who hasn't? It's happened to all of us, right? I mean, to some degree. There's certain, you know. No, it never happened to me. No, never happened to me.
And what kind of stuff did you bring for the prize bag, sir?
Okay, so I have, from our latest movie, Why Him, I've got our crew, a couple of gifts we gave out at our rap party, so there's not too many of them. A baseball hat with James Franco. His character is an app designer, and he creates a kind of a fruit ninja game called Ape Assassins. And he has a company called Gorilla Gang, spelled like gorillas, like the fighters.
Can Nick Thune have your hat?
See that.
Can
you have
try
that?
It on, Nick.
Oh, no. So he's going to keep it.
He was lying in it.
He's adding it to the hat stack.
Add it to the... That's kind of a hat on a hat, Nick. And a sweatshirt.
It's nice.
We spent a lot of time figuring out the cut.
Hold
yeah, hold, thank you so much. There's another hat in there.
Oh, no. Don't give him another hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
We want it to be subtle because I hate when you get a crew thing and it just sprays the name all over. So it's kind of an inside thing. And you've got the Gorilla Gang logo right here, tastefully put on the breast pocket.
Oh, that is nice.
So you've got some genuine swag that only the cast and crew has.
It's a classic.
Nick, do you want to slip that on?
You want to put it on?
I'll give it a shot. Yeah,
yeah, try it on. Just see how it hangs. Yeah.
The prize bag sucked at Doug Loves Movies. Nick Thune walked off wearing it. It's a hat-tastrophe.
No. Good Lord.
I wish I'd asked you to put that thing on just to trick you into dropping all your hats.
Yeah, that's how is he wearing this? Hold on, let me pull it.
What
down.
Size
the
is
weird
that
thing,
thing
about the sweatshirt where not, the back isn't there?
Oh shit!
That's
okay.
That's a good visual joke.
There we go. All right.
For the listening.
I think you're working with a large, you know, so you, it's probably not an extra large, but okay. Look at that.
In the last year, I've kind of moved up to the XLs.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you just
but if
keep
you're a normal
taller.
Sized human being, I think you'd love the sweatshirt.
Super comfy.
Yeah.
And that's there's nothing else in that bag there?
Are you kidding me? No. I mean, that's
no, no. I just now, thanks to Nick, you're just giving away a bag.
I've got a water.
I mean, talk about greedy. He's keeping both hats. Like, you let us have one for the bag.
I think the audience, they want me to have it.
Uh-oh. No.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
No, I'll fucking take her
this
down.
This lady.
You better watch out. Oh, yeah, I'll take him with me. All right, you got three? All right.
You took away their gifts. You threatened their husbands. Fuck.
Yeah. When I told John Hamburg that Nick Thune would be one of the other guests, his response was perfect because he said, "Why him?"
Oh. Shit. God damn it, you got served. There you go. Wow.
What'd you bring for the bag, Nick?
Oh, just one of
the... I just had some extra hats laying around.
A hat. My first, I don't know, I just kind of fucking took something from my house, my album.
A copy of your own album.
Really bad at plugs.
It's my first album.
One of the best album titles ever, Nick Thune, Thick Noon.
CD and woo! DVD.
What?
DVD's all audio.
This is a DirecTV thing bouncing around.
If you've ever used the expression...
Oh, it's going to hit the corner. No, it's
oh,
not.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I love that.
And never let it touch the corners.
Never.
Oh, it's interesting, too. You got critics' quotes on the cover. As exciting as watching Nick Thune's beard grow.
Which, I've done a time
a
lapse.
Longer since this.
No, same beard.
What?
I mean, yeah, you know.
Better kept there.
I've got really thick pubes. is what all my girlfriends always said. Real thick pubes and beards.
Okay. Thanks for contributing less to the bag than you're taking.
I'm actually like super hot right now. And
yeah, you do look great in that.
I just...
Rosa, what do you have for the prize
I
bag?
Brought
I'm so excited
things.
About this.
I'll keep him away from Thick Noon. I brought an Alita Battle Angel Weta Digital Onset VFX hat.
I'm just getting it away from him right away. He's a hat magnet, that kid.
And a t-shirt for the...
Oh, what size is that?
You want to put it on?
Let's give it a shot.
All right.
Give it a whirl. Give it a whirl.
I just won't even announce this one because I'm just going to give it right to Nick.
He's going, wait, it's over, going the sweatshirt.
Over the sweatshirt.
That's a move I didn't think he would do.
Over the hoodie.
Over the hoodie. Jesus.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. Fuck yeah.
Fits perfectly.
This t-shirt.
And then
it's
also,
actually nice. It's really nice. It feels good.
I also brought a poster.
Let me try that on.
From Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials. I'm in that. I swear to you.
I love this tagline. The maze was just the beginning. Yeah, after they learned to make corn, they...
they left.
And they made other items, other food things.
And then they left.
And then they left.
And then that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
I like when that guy, what's his name? Aiden Gillen, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
He's like, he'll never survive out in the scorch.
Yeah.
He really lays into the scorch. I was like, yeah, that sounds, I don't want to go out there. I'll say that to my friends sometimes when they're leaving a building. You won't survive out in the scorch.
Scorch.
Don't forget to take some scorch tape with you to protect yourself. Well, thank you for... Now, wait, are they making three Scorch Maze
They're
Trials?
They're making a third
Maze Trials?
Scorch. It's called The Death Cure.
And are you in that one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's how these things work, right?
That's how they work these days.
Unless your character gets killed. Are there any characters that have been killed so far in the Maze Runners?
I don't know. I'm already failing the trivia. Yes. Alex Flores gets killed as an actor.
Oh, okay. Now, you're not confusing this with the Divergent movies, are you?
I hope not.
Because that would be weird since you're in this one. It'd be weird for you to confuse it with one you're not in, but I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I confuse them all the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. Let's talk movies for a second. Uh-oh.
I just wanted to be fair. There you go.
Oh, my God. I get such a headache from nothing like wearing two tight hats instead of just one tight hat. Have you been to the movies lately, Rosa?
I have.
What'd you see? What was the last thing you saw?
The last thing I saw in theater was Arrival, I think.
Oh, okay.
In theater. But the last movie I saw at home was American Honey. And I loved it.
That's a long one, right?
Yes. I took a road trip back from Austin and it spanned two states. And it's about kind of a road trip theme.
Oh, okay.
And so it's all in real time.
Yeah.
Is that all you think we need to know about it? Is this road trippy?
Yep.
Yeah?
And it's got Tom Green.
It's got Nick Thune, Tom Green. It stars Sasha Lane, this new actress. She's really great.
Okay.
And Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh,
God.
Shia.
He's got some LaBeouf.
Was he good?
Really,
yeah.
Yeah,
good?
He was great. He was really good.
He's good.
And Riley
Keough?
Kuf? Yeah. What's it? Riley Kuf?
K-E-O-G-H?
Elvis Presley's granddaughter, Kylie Rofe.
Okay.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
That's okay.
She's great.
All right.
in it.
Yeah, I want to see that movie. Thanks for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
You sound like me selling my shit.
Take my album.
I don't know, it's whatever.
What was the last movie you saw, Nick?
I'm embarrassed.
Because you're wearing a million clothes? Yeah. Or because of you?
No, Rosa, come on. Yes.
It's Christmas time.
I saw La La Land.
Why do you seem like you're down on yourself for having done that?
Are you embarrassed?
He's married.
Well, I wouldn't have gone. I would have spent the night doing something cooler. Like, because we like got a babysitter and went. And my wife... It's actually the same exact embarrassing thing that the last concert I saw was fucking Macklemore. Because I played at the same festival as him, and my wife was like, I know, okay, he said it again. Wanted to see it, so I got... And I would never watch La La Land. I just don't... I think Ryan... I do like Ryan Gosling. I think he's a good actor, but I just wouldn't be interested in that.
And now that you've seen it... Good.
I did like it. The only thing I didn't like was the first scene. I mean, I would have... I'm glad that she made me go, but the first scene was such bullshit. It's like this fucking dance routine... And it's like, oh, so everyone in L.A. has dancer bods? Is that what's happening? Because it's like everyone getting out of their cars in the freeway, and that's how the movie ends. It's not. It doesn't give anything up. But it's just, I don't know. I thought that scene was kind of
shitty. Singing in the Rain, that was about, it was an old-timey musical. It was about people in Hollywood, and they all look pretty good, too.
I know, but it just, you know, you could get a little more realistic people, I think.
Well, yeah, when you, like you want realism in a film called La La Land. Yeah. This isn't the La La Land I know.
I don't know, man.
I want something from the gritty streets of La La Land.
Hey, bro, I live in Glendale, so fuck you.
But that's good to hear that you were like turned around on it, that you didn't want to go and you liked it. Because I do talk to a lot of people, get real sourpuss about it because they just hate the idea of a musical or whatever. But
well, there was definitely a scene that I was like, if this was not in there, I would have actually liked it through and through. I think that there was a few kind of gratuitous things. It's like, come on. You're floating? Fuck you.
Right. At least Grease saved that for the very last scene. They stayed mired in reality throughout Greece. But then the car flies away at the end. I'm like, fuck you, Greece.
Is that Greece 2?
Or Greece? No, Greece 1, man. Greece. They fly away. They leave their friends. They don't tell their friends ever that the car could fly. Why did that car even come close to losing a race if it could fly?
The greatest thing.
So angry at Greece.
So just to, I just also the Macklemore concert. I have to touch.
Oh
that
yeah, please.
So it's like in an outdoor stadium in Seattle. Like it's almost as if you were a fish in the ocean at that point, you know. And he's like doing a 3-hour show, and at one point he does this song. I think it's a cover song of someone else, where the whole chorus is "fuck Donald Trump," over and over and over and over again. And there was these kids standing next to me, and this kid had like an Oregon Ducks jersey on. And the second he said "fuck Donald Trump," he was like, "No, no!" And his girlfriend was like, "It's okay, it's Macklemore." And he was like, "All right." And then the verse would happen again, and then the chorus would hit again, "fucked." And he's like, "No, not again!" And she's like, "Baby, it's Macklemore." And he's like, "Okay." And it was a bummer, dude. The whole thing was a fucking bummer.
It sounds like you were standing next to Dory from Finding Nemo.
Which I've seen like 15
forgets
times.
The Donald Trump thing every time until it happens again.
I have a 3-year-old son, so yeah, that joke really hit hard with me. Thanks, Doug.
John Hamburg.
Yeah.
What was, have you seen any movies lately?
I haven't had a lot of time, but I did.
You get the screeners for the...
I get the screeners, but I haven't watched them yet. But I did see, I mentioned this earlier, I saw Manchester by the Sea. I saw that movie.
Yeah, we don't care where you saw it. What did you think of it?
Manchester.
Coming in hard. No, yeah.
So Manchester is charming.
I saw La La Land near a mountaintop. You don't hear me bragging about.
You're right. You're right. I wanted to get in that I was at a seaside resort. And I'm sorry.
You saw it in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I saw it in Santa Barbara. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But that Kenneth Lonergan, he doesn't do a lot of stuff, but
no.
I always enjoy his work, so I'm not surprised that this
He's
is another good one. Yeah,
I went to the premiere because we heard the movie was so good, and the person who invited me, I emailed and said, are there assigned seats, because I hate to scramble, and she said, absolutely, you'll have an assigned seat. It was at a massive theater. I took my wife, Rosie.
My farthest wife.
Back, I'm not major. The security guard, who was just seated after she got everybody in, my wife and me,
that was it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, what was the Boston accent like? That's what people have complained about.
Did pretty realistic. Yeah. Yeah, pretty realistic. Did well.
And you know that's all animated.
I'm going to go park my car.
Just like that. Yeah.
Also death and sadness.
It is the saddest movie in the history of anything.
Oh, yeah, I got the screener for today.
It's a rough one.
Put it in the garbage.
I really hope you recycled that.
Yeah. No, my bag of garbage that's great movies.
Oh, good.
It's just a garbage bag.
Oh, that's what you call your movie bag.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I do want to see it. I'm excited about it. And
I like that girl a lot.
Michelle Williams?
Had done so many movies. I think she's beyond.
Yeah.
I like that girl. Yeah.
I don't know her name.
Oh, Michelle Williams?
You mean the incredibly famous actress,
I like
Michelle
her.
Williams?
Yeah, I like that girl.
Yeah. Do you know it now?
I won't retain it. But.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
I do like that girl.
She's on the poster, but they're pushing her for a supporting actress.
She's in two scenes. She's in like two or three scenes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spoiler. But one, you
That's
know.
Like the same exact thing with my comedy special.
You're only in two or three scenes?
Yeah. But you're on the cover. Oh.
Marketing, yeah.
All right,
well, here's the part of the show where I ask Bert Kreischer to turn it off because I'm about to say, let the games begin! Bring your name tags out of the shadows.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Lots of good ones. Oh, I didn't see that box over there. What's that going on with that thing? That's cool. Oh, it is. It's a Divergent joke. Dave Urgent. What? All right. So you guys each need,
I like that.
You each need to pick one name tag that you'd like to play for tonight. Go physically grab the name tag from that person and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages spoken by me.
Hey, listener. Are you getting hungry while listening to this podcast? I bet a sandwich would taste really good right now, maybe with turkey or ham. Well, first you should download the new app from Quiznos called Tasty Points. Tasty Points is a new loyalty app for iPhones and Android, and it works with almost all Quiznos locations in North America. Here's how it works. You go into Quiznos and you spend $1 to get 1 point. Points, unlike internet points, get you free food. 20 points of free drink, 35 points free combo, 50 points free small sub, and 70 points of free regular sub. And for signing up, you get a free small sub with any purchase. This offer does not even require any points. It's just a way for Quiznos to sweeten the deal. So what are you waiting for? Download the Tasty Points app today and enter the promo code Doug and get a free small sub with any purchase and 20 bonus points. That's promo code Doug for a free small sub and 20 bonus points.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody.
Yeah.
Who are you playing for here, Rosa?
I'm playing for Clive Barker's Michelle Razor.
Yeah, and she's got me in the pinhead role, which I don't necessarily appreciate. Because he's one of my least favorite characters in the history of cinema, because even though he's supposed to be evil, I still worry that he's going to fall down. And, like, hitting his head is a lot worse than it is for other people. But good job. Both you and Michelle.
Thank you.
Razor. Michelle Razor. Who you got there, Nick?
I've got a National Lampoon's Nicmas Vacation.
Oh, okay. So you went out, you went the narcissistic route on the name tag. Found
still
your
trying
name
to
out
promote
there.
The name Nick. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta keep it out there, man.
Yeah.
You know how fast that could go away if you don't keep it out there.
Yeah.
You just like it could be gone people. In like a nick of time.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. But that is a good one. Oh, he put my face on over Chevy Chase. I appreciate that. I'd like to replace him.
Wow.
What they can do with effects these days. Have you seen Vacation lately? Doug Benson's Clark Griswold. That's fucked. John, who you got there?
I went, Paul Rudd is our idiot Brandon. There you go. You know, kind of an independent film with Paul Rudd, and what he did is he replaced brother with Brandon and put a nice little photo of himself, and I thought it was very sweet.
So it is. It's
I
really,
chose that one.
It's an adorable name tag.
There you go.
Yours included a log line, did
yeah,
it?
Mine is. Yeah, mine has a log line. It says, funnier than 12 Guests of Christmas. Maybe that's what I saw from a distance. And maybe it wasn't about Nick. Maybe I'm not a fucking egotistical asshole.
I guess we'll never know.
Come back next week.
And he
can I come back next
me.
Week?
There's no show here next week.
I'll be there.
Okay. Be sure to stop by the haberdasher.
Oh, you're still
stack them up good and high before you show up. All right, let's start with.
Hold on, I don't.
What?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Just right. Making sure I read that right.
Yep, you read it right. So we do the annual shows, 12 Guests of Christmas, and this guy's saying that Christmas Vacation is funnier. I think it's kind of a toss-up. I mean, Randy Quaid is not in every scene in Christmas Vacation, so there is some downtime. All right, we're going to start with characters welcome. And this is a game where I'm just going to start naming the characters played by one particular actor person. Could be an actor or actress.
Wait, his phone's going off or something.
I got
What's
a little
happening?
Siri situation, and we're good.
There oh,
we
go. Okay.
Sorry, Doug.
A Siri situation.
No idea.
I asked Siri a question earlier today. She finally figured it out.
Took her a little while. It was simple. Who is Doug Benson? What's the show? No idea.
What is this thing? She's finally calling you back. Well, it's going to be a series of games you don't understand.
Exactly.
Yep. That's a pretty good Siri impression that I just did. All right. What's happening?
Well, how
I'm describing the game.
How do you play?
Yeah, I'll just say characters played by this person, and you can guess as often as you like. And you don't have to hold this the whole time.
I want to.
Okay.
I'm here for you, Michelle, right
now. Yeah,
here.
I tried to take it. She is not letting go.
Thank you.
Well, now she puts it down, yeah.
I got what I came
for. I see how this works now.
One. I got my girl, yeah. So I'm just going to do that. Nope. All right. Going back up.
Do you understand how the game works?
You're going to name character names, and mm-hmm. Do I name the actor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess as often as you like.
Okay.
You got a pre-guess? I love it when there's a pre-guess.
Jason Segel.
No.
Annette Bening.
No.
Oh, fuck. I'm so behind her.
John doesn't have a pre-guess?
Yeah, I got a pre-guess.
Who?
Walter Matthau.
No.
God, I was so close.
Wait. All right. Can we just yell it out?
Sure.
Okay.
Here we go. Who has played these characters? Wily old man. I'm sorry. Those are two different characters. Wily and old man.
Michelle Williams.
Oh.
I do love her.
She's transformative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also played Clovis Mitchell.
Oh. Fuck.
Oh, I know his daughter.
General Sternwood.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Why can't I think of his name?
Philip Stevens.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Johnny Cobb.
Oh, John Goodman.
No.
John Goodman. John
Am I
Goodman.
Thinking of Ruth?
What?
Oh, no.
Dern.
Bruce Dern?
Dern.
No.
I gotta hold it.
No.
Laura Dern.
Not any Dern.
She was so great as Cobb Salad.
No, okay. Yeah, who played the Cobb Salad guy?
Just killed in that role.
Nope, this isn't a Dernsey.
The Cobb.
Linus Rawlings.
Oh, no.
John Ferguson. Oh, here's a good one. This is going to give it away, I think. Buttons, a clown.
Robin Williams.
Buttons, a
buttons.
Clown.
Oh, I do.
Buttons, a clown.
Buttons, a clown.
Or maybe his name was Buttons.
Wait, was that
a
the name
clown?
Of the
Buttons,
middle initial A.
That was the hard one. Man.
My name is Buttons Aloysius Clown.
It's a tricky one.
Oh, here's another middle initial name. Elwood P. Dowd.
Oh.
Yep.
Does anybody know? Is someone? Is anybody sitting on this?
That's what I'd call a giveaway name. And this next one's going to make it happen for you.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
If you guys don't get it on this next one, I'm going to walk off my own show. Not this one. I'll walk off another one. Okay. George Bailey.
Oh, Jimmy Stewart.
That's correct.
Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart.
You said it like he would say it. Jimmy Stewart is the answer you're looking for.
That's not hard at all. It's George Bailey. Yeah. Brandon, we did it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
No, that's okay. You know,
step closer,
you know there's
to this
more
empty
games
bag.
To come.
Yeah,
there's more games. You don't have to worry about it. But congratulations to John for that.
Means the world.
Amazing,
like
amazing pull.
I fucked up.
Now we're going to play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Woo! So we'll start with John, then we'll go to Nick, and then we'll go to Rosa. And...
Thank you.
Very aggressive.
Ooh.
And I'm going to name a tagline from a movie, and you get one guess. One guess only, in turn, starting with John. What movie had the tagline, "Live to tell the story"?
Oh, God damn it. Live to tell the story. Yikes. Live to tell the story.
Why hasn't there been a movie called Yikes?
Live to tell the story.
It'd be a good horror movie. Yikes! Exclamation point.
I mean, it's got to be Crank High Voltage.
Oh, that's not a bad guess, but no. Damn. Nick?
Armageddon.
Live to tell the story.
It's about Liv Tyler.
Oh, okay. Because Bruce Willis sacrifices himself at the end, so that would be a terrible tagline for that one. Rosa?
Oh.
Well, there's that cricket again.
Oh, no.
I was wondering where it was earlier when I was pausing.
This T-shirt, I think it's actually cutting off my circulation.
Leave it on. You took all the gifts and I have to wear them. I don't know.
You know why Nick Thune wears tight clothes? Because if he didn't, he'd get a boner in public. I don't know. I don't get it either.
You're really
trying to do a circulation joke.
I think he does have a
cut
boner.
Cut off the circulation.
It's tied down.
Do you have any guesses, Rosa?
Live to tell the story?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be interesting if that was the name of the movie as well.
Live to tell the story. Live to tell the story. Maze Runner?
No.
It could be.
Yeah, sure. That would kind of work.
No,
that's incorrect.
Her own movie with her.
Yeah. She's good.
That was incredible.
Well, you know, I wrote all this stuff down before, you know, I knew who was going to be here tonight for sure. And
oh shit.
That was the tagline for an Emil Hirsch movie.
Yeah.
Called Lone Survivor.
Oh.
Yeah, Pete Berg.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he directed that, sure.
Shit.
All right, we'll start with you again for this next one, John.
Okay.
No pressure.
I know it.
What is it?
Oh, God damn it. I totally know the movie. No
pressure.
Can you... All right, hold on. I know what it's called. I know the movie.
Okay.
Shit. No guess.
Nope.
I know it, but I can't guess it right
All
now.
Right. Nick. No pressure.
Is it feature length?
Doug loves feature length films.
It's like not something somebody shot an iPhone or. I give log lines to all my iPhone videos. Okay. no pressure. I don't feel it. I would say, well, okay. Home Alone 2, because they weren't worried about finding him.
No pressure.
We lost.
Well, we lost Kevin again.
It's easy going this
time. He's probably just home fighting off burglars.
No pressure. Let's hang out in Florida.
Yeah.
He did okay last time.
Rosa?
Yep. No pressure.
No pressure.
This is good stuff.
Funny people.
No pressure.
It almost felt like they didn't feel the pressure.
Can you give a hint? That's so close. I feel.
No, I'm just gonna tell you what it's called.
Yeah.
It's a movie you may have heard of called Meet the Fockers.
Good hint. That's a good hint.
That you of course wrote, John Hamburg.
I co-wrote that movie.
You did know it.
Yeah.
You knew it.
So the first, I was like, anger management. I know it's like an older guy and younger guy, and I just forgot that it was a movie I co-wrote. Yeah.
Well,
shit. Damn it. I'm sorry, Brandon.
That fucking movie.
There you go.
All right.
It's rare that you hear fock jokes with that. So that was
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, people never go there.
No, you did it. Yeah.
Did you write? Did you write the line about the nipples?
I'm not going to take credit for that. I'm going to give credit to somebody else for that. But it's a good line.
Yeah.
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 People.
way to ruin my evening. Yeah. You could have mentioned, you know, a line I wrote, this and that. You had no idea.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was a good line, but yeah.
No, the movie.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for Meet the Parents. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's talking about this. Yeah. Meet the Parents.
Oh, I kind of fucked up on that, yeah.
It's all right.
We figured it
same
out.
Same trilogy, though.
A trilogy. Yeah. It's a trilogy. Yes.
Sorry. Did they make three?
God. Yeah, they.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, good. Yeah.
All right, let's try another one.
Yeah.
John gets to go first.
You go first. All yeah. Right.
The pressure's a comedy that hits you where it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgeball.
Full title?
Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Incorrect.
Brandon, I'm sorry. I know it. I know it.
Did you write that too?
Nick? No.
Because I did.
Nick?
Dodgeball. Get out the way.
Let me read it to you again. A comedy that fits you like those shirts.
Oh.
No, it hits you where it hurts.
Oh.
Nothing?
Made me laugh about the fits you like those shirts, though.
Rosa.
It's up to Rosa on this.
This is the full title?
What is?
What? Yeah. Dodgeball.
It's what he said minus a word, maybe.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
No, it's not that movie at all. You got the title right. You were incorrect about what movie it was.
Can I ask Michelle?
Oh, yes, you're right.
No, but you get a lifeline in the next game. I know you're dying to use it.
I want to talk to Michelle.
Nick has an idea.
Is it? Oh, Dodgeball, Balls of Glory?
Good Lord.
Oh, shit. What did you say?
It's Blades of Glory and Balls of Fury. And it's neither one of those. The answer is a movie that Nick Thune appears in called Extract.
Oh,
Extract. Yeah, I don't know why it would hit you where it hurts.
I'm really good in that movie, yeah.
Why, just out of curiosity, Doug, did you make me do the whole title knowing it wasn't Dodgeball?
Because that got a big
full
laugh.
Full title.
You completely derailed me.
My audience loves it when that shit happens.
I got it. God damn it.
You ready for one more?
Let me guess. We're going to start with John on this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, no. There's snacks in the front row, and so Nick has to have
He
some.
Has.
He's working the Reese's Pieces.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's like a scene from E.T. The multiple shirts make you look like you have weird alien skin.
Guess how many pants I'm wearing.
John.
Let's do it.
One choice can destroy you.
One choice can destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Searching for Bobby Fischer. I mean, come on.
That's a pretty good guess. Nick?
Maze Runner.
Yeah.
That's a good guess, too. Rosa?
I gotta put this down because my fingers are getting blue. Sorry. What's Michelle, raise her.
Old blue fingers.
Looper.
Okay.
No, that was from Insurgent.
It's from Dodgeball.
Oh, man. I also had some more for Emil Hirsch if he was here. Matt never saw her coming, but all his friends had.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that terrible?
The girl next door.
That's the girl next door,
girl next
yeah.
Door.
And then see if you can guess this one. What Emil Hirsch movie had the tagline, go.
What's that one?
It's Stay. The movie called Stay.
Into the Wild.
Nick?
The one where he's all the, you know, he's like outdoorsy and shit.
Into the Wild?
No, where he is, loses. No, I'm thinking about James Franco.
Oh, which, yeah.
Which movie?
127 Hours.
Oh, 127 Hours.
Yeah. somebody in the audience said it right away when it came up because they probably didn't understand that it was, you know, it doesn't matter really. Speed Racer. Go Speed Racer.
Go Speed, yeah.
Yep.
So they just put Go on the title and people went, no. Yeah. We're not that stupid. So yeah, so I look forward to having Emil on the show sometime soon. And I'll see if I can get any of those past him. But maybe that was from a Maze Runner movie and not Insurgent. Maybe I just wrote it down wrong. One choice can destroy you. I've learned that lesson now. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
We got it.
John is still in control, so he'll get to go first in this next game. And I like to play along on this one, so I'll go second, and then Rosa and Nick. You guys each have one lifeline. If you can't come up with an answer, you can go to one time. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose.
Okay.
And we're just going to take turns naming movies that a person suggested by a predetermined audience member. Whatever they suggest, we're going to be stuck with it.
Okay.
Yeah, unless we decide not to.
One choice can destroy you.
And where is Brad Makes Noise? All right, well, you're not living up to your name.
I mean, Brad made...
Brad is rather timid. You might want to change that.
Brad makes...
Brad can make noises when...
Brad gets nervous.
The situation calls for it. Brad, where are you coming in from for the show?
Westlake.
Westlake?
Oh. Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a drive.
No.
45 minutes?
They had to disagree with me, but yeah, it's kind of a fucking drive, man.
Westlake downtown.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Westlake Village.
Got it.
Okay. So not a long drive.
No.
Is there anything special about you?
Nah.
All right. I'm not going to worry about it. He's just in mellow mode. He makes noise all day. And he comes out at night. He just wants to have a nice, quiet time. And what is your suggestion for Last Man Stanton?
Julianne Moore!
We might get some points.
All right.
All right, well, this is going to be an interesting one.
All right.
Starting with you there, John. Did you ever work with Julianne Moore?
No, okay. I haven't. Big fan. And I'm going to start off with one of my favorite movies of all time, The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, right. The Julianne Moore was it? Julianne
what are you Moore? Doing? Are you already cheating?
Somebody he wants
cheating.
To know how to play the game.
Yeah, we just take turn naming Julianne Moore movies.
Easy.
Yeah.
What? And Nick, wasn't my answer a tell as to what the movie
it seemed pretty straightforward.
And then, so we just name movies?
And then we just take turns naming movies, see how long we can go.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, it's Julianne Moore movies, and you get a lifeline one time.
Okay.
So if you know when you run out. Mm-hmm. But it's my turn, and I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies of all time, Boogie Nights.
God damn it.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, Rosa, what do you got?
Magnolia.
Oh, yeah. I like the scene in that where she was all like screechy and unhappy.
Yeah, in the drugstore. My pills? You don't know me.
It was the joke I was making is that every scene she's in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not her fault. She's a great actress, but that character's like, oh, boy.
It's true.
Yeah. mean, we've all been married to a rich guy who's dying. It's no big deal. Come on, it's Christmas.
It sucks that you guys named two movies that I knew.
Right? That's what happens. Yeah. The people in front, ahead
right
of you.
Off the bat.
Fucking.
That's weird you put me last.
Take the answers you need. But you got more Julianne Moore, right?
I mean, I obviously I should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should for sure. So I was thinking about.
Hit us with another one.
I was then. Thinking about all the times I've seen her. Because I am a big fan.
It's a good way to figure it out. Just like picture her and then
think
say
about,
that movie. That
yeah. Nick, where are we at, bud?
Yeah, you can use your lifeline.
Nick, what do we got back there?
Still Alice.
Yep, that's the one I was thinking about. Still
yeah,
Alice.
That one,
but you
it
forgot.
It makes sense you'd forget.
Yeah. Wait, is
still
it?
Still Alice.
Is it, is it still, though? Is it still Alice?
It was an interesting trilogy. I don't know which one I like best. Alice in Wonderland, Alice Through the Looking Glass, or Still Alice.
Still Alice.
It's the Alice we all knew. She's
all
back.
Right. See Alice would be good, too. Okay.
All right.
John, whose turn is it?
I think it was my turn.
Yeah, okay.
Another one of my favorite movies of recent times, The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah.
Kids Are All Right.
Okay. I'm going to say, how about, I like that movie where she played Buttons. A clown.
Buttons Alice Clown.
Yes. And that was called The Ladies' Man.
Really?
Yeah.
He makes
the Tim Meadows motion picture?
With Tim Meadows. See, he fucks a clown. And it's her.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of shouting out with an orgasm, she goes, her, her.
Has anybody
what does
vetted
it sound
this?
Like leading is up this? To it?
And then just a simple.
Just squirts water in your face.
Dude. I'm pretty sure she has like a squirting lapel in the movie. Yeah. All right.
They needed to see that.
Don't stall anymore. I know your tactics.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah. Yeah, pretend you don't know it's your turn. That's
no,
another
I know.
One.
I have a bunch logged up.
Okay.
Queued up.
Give us one.
Children of Men.
Oh, that's another great one.
It's a good one.
I'm thinking of Ryan Gosling. I'm thinking of Steve Carell. You know, like such a great comedic duo. And there's a woman that left a man.
Oh, you really can't think of the title of this thing?
Because no.
Now I know it when it's my turn.
Yep, he gave it to me too.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that one.
Nick, what do we got, bud?
Well, you can't just keep going to him.
I was talking to myself. And if someone else named Nick happened to yell something out, that... it's...
You can't think of
what
it?
You know, I
it's
love,
crazy.
I love his daughter in that, too.
Why? What? Who's his daughter?
She was... I worked with her once in an audition. She was a model, actually. A reality
TV
show.
Anna Lee Tipton.
Anna Lee,
yes. Yeah, she played the babysitter.
Yeah. She had a big thing for me.
She wasn't she wasn't Steve Carell's daughter who had a crush on Steve Carell. She was the babysitter.
Yeah,
I think we probably saw different movies, but
the twist at the end of the movie is Emma Stone turns out to be Steve Carell's.
Oh, fucking Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, he's in
it.
Yeah,
that's the twist.
Yeah. That's not a twist.
It wasn't a twist at all.
To me, it was a twist because I didn't know that he was going to be in it.
Yeah, he does. That's how Kevin Bacon will do you.
I was like, oh.
You're like, I except for Tremors, I never expect to see him. And well, Tremors 2 was a disappointment.
Wait, what was that movie where Kevin Bacon took the kids and then he broke his leg when he was taking the kids on the hike?
No, Whitewater Summer?
Yep, that's the movie. That's Julianne Moore's in that.
Okay, so Nick is out.
You want to take your hat,
John, off? Do you want to say the magic words? Those three words? Nick, listen to this.
Nick is referring to the wonderful motion picture, Crazy, Stupid Love.
Yep. I knew it.
Yep.
Tip of my tongue the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Released just a few years ago, out there in the consciousness.
Yeah, and that was one of that crazy title with the period after each word.
Yeah.
Like one a month isn't enough. I have to say, probably one of the greatest performances ever by an actress with her pants off, Shortcuts.
Damn it. Woo! That was my next one.
That's one I was thinking about.
Maggie's Plan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
He does make noise.
Kool-Aid's here.
Oh, yeah.
You got another one, John?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Chris Columbus, romantic comedy about pregnancy, 9 months.
Woo! That's a good one. I love that movie.
Yeah, that featured a jacked Jeff Goldblum. That was the most jacked Jeff Goldblum guy, right?
Was he jacked?
He was Hugh Grant's buddy. He was always trying to get him to go out and, you know, work the ladies instead of this, dealing with this whole pregnant lady thing.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
He was ripped in The Fly, too.
What?
He was ripped in The Fly.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Around that time, he had a small window there. And the first Jurassic Park, of course. So that leads me to... Lost World Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Oh, no. I'm so cocky.
Well, you still got a lifeline.
Oh, shit. Can I guess one, and if it's wrong, go to my lifeline?
No.
No.
Yeah, use your lifeline. You can use your guess.
But if
next
she throws
time.
Out a guess, I can just say my guess. I don't want that guess.
If you don't want it, you don't have to take it.
Okay.
What if we gave each of them two? They could ask me one.
Michelle. I can't waste any time.
Evolution.
I'll take it.
My goodness, you're right.
Evolution.
Evolution is right.
Evolution.
There you go.
Evolution.
Yeah, good job.
Goodness.
John?
I think this was an indie directed by her husband. It just popped into my head called Trust the Man.
We have one guy confirming it.
Trust the Man.
We have one guy either confirming it or having a public orgasm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have to look that one up later. You might have pulled a fast
one. I'm just going to trust that man.
No, I think, yeah.
What's
trust,
it called?
Trust that man. Yeah.
The Trust Man?
Trust the Man.
Trust the Man.
Oh, thank you.
Well, this guy says it's legit over here.
Thank you.
These are three paid people he brought in.
I thought she did a lovely job as a dying lesbian cop in a movie called Freeheld.
Ah.
No.
God, did that come out?
So that's when you saw when you just looked on your phone there for a sec?
I don't have my phone. You're out. What are you even doing on stage?
Good point.
Play the cannon sound. Let's get rid of this guy. You got it. What was that one you were going to guess earlier?
Benny and June. She
really?
Isn't
She's
it?
In Benny and June?
Ah, Michelle!
Are you sure?
The
This guy's confirming it.
He's confirming it.
He's really, the way he was clapping.
Or he's confirming an orgasm. I was a tour de force. That's what I like.
You're making love. Did you come? Yeah, I'm clapping. Yep. What other signals do you need?
Oh my goodness. I'm blanking. I may need the help of our idiot Brandon.
Oh.
And I'm just referring to his poster and his lifestyle. Brandon.
Hannibal?
Yeah. Hannibal.
Oh, Hannibal.
Hannibal. Thank you, Brandon. This is getting ugly.
Oh, was that...
Yeah. What?
Was she in his last stand-up special?
Hannibal Buress, yep.
What a cool cameo.
She's just in the audience laughing. They cut to her.
It's like Cat Williams' old specials where he had like looking like Jamie Foxx out there.
He does some crowd work with her. He's like, "What up, Freckles?" Is it my turn again? I'm so excited about this, thanks to the whole Benny and June thing. I remember she was in some stuff before she was like a lead in stuff. And one of the first places I noticed her and liked her a lot was a movie with Rebecca De Mornay called The Hand That Rocks.
Oh.
The Cradle?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know it had every word in there.
Yep.
Thank you for your help.
The Hand That Rocks The Cradle?
The Hand That Rocks Cradle, yeah.
She's in the...
She's like the best friend who gets fucking killed. Yeah.
Under the stairs part?
That's the saddest part. I'm sorry.
Was that the stairs
Spoiler
part?
Alert. No.
Oh, man.
That's scary, too.
Yeah, that really shook me.
But that title confused me because there's also, what was the thing with Tim Robbins and Jack Black? Cradle Will Rock. Yeah, okay.
Can I say 30 Rock?
No, well, I mean, you know, you're allowed to say anything you want, but
do I have another
that's not going to be a correct answer. No, you just get the one.
Oh, no, but I love
her.
Oh,
you thought you get two and Nick just gets one?
Yep.
Yeah, so if you don't have anything else.
No, let me think.
You did great, though.
Someone's voicing something out there.
No, we got to wrap it up because
you go.
The D&D game really out in the comic book store might flow in here and turn into a riot.
What?
You're tapped too?
Will you go first?
You probably.
Oh, I passed.
You're done. Oh.
Yeah.
But you don't. You went to your lifeline.
I did. He gave me. I don't even remember the name.
And this is one of those things. If you would
Hannibal.
Have just
Hannibal.
If you would have just cast her in one of your fucking movies.
I know. She's desperate to be in.
Bill just whipped that out.
One of my comedies. Her career's not good enough. I'm done. I can't think of any more.
Shoot. What are we gonna do to solve this? If the
you
two
have to
of
say
you,
one more, right?
Well, I can say plenty more.
Oh,
not plenty, but. The next one I was going to say is Safe.
Safe. Oh, that's a classic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do we decide who wins between John and Rosa if they...
Live that repeat.
Hang on. I did like the hats suggestion.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Okay.
Did I win?
I don't think it's whoever grabs and puts on the hats the fastest.
Shit, she did it.
Oh my God,
She got it.
But who was the last person to say a correct answer?
John.
Would be John. So John is our winner.
Yes.
Thank you, Brandon.
Good job, John.
Thank you.
Come on up and get your prizes. What was the name of the person?
Brandon,
come get your
Brandon,
stuff.
Get some stuff. Get some swag.
The hats are going in. For the listeners, Nick is not trying to keep all the hats and shirts and stuff. He's doing a good job of giving it all back.
Brandon!
Take it.
Very
out.
Sexy.
Nice.
I'm going to help.
That's what they... Chippendale should do that. Just wear too many things that fit strangely. And peel them all off to great acclaim.
Yeah, bring it in.
Congratulations, Brandon.
Congrats, Brandon.
Spread out all your prizes.
Take
a picture of all your prizes and put it on the internet, and I'll retweet it or whatever.
Feels like they just turned the AC on.
Brandon, do you want this?
Do you want your lovely name tag back?
This very low rent poster you did. Okay.
And if Nick and Rosa could pass me their stuffs. So, John Hamburg, congratulations not only on winning, but also people are probably watching Why Me as we speak at the Thursday night screenings.
Well, it's you and my mom have both now called it Why Me. It's called Why Him. My mom came to the premiere Saturday night, played great, went back to New York. Why Me is the funniest movie I've ever seen, and that's not the title.
If the critic hated that movie, what a shitty review! Just two words: Why Me?
Why Me? Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. But critics are not hating it, and our buddies Zach Perlman and Adam Devine are in it. Those guys are always
those
money
guys
in
are
the
in
bank.
It. Keegan-Michael Key. And,
also amazing.
Megan
so funny.
Mullally, and you know.
When did you do the casting?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, was Nick busy, or was
Nick
he?
Was
he wearing too many hats at the time?
Yes. You know what he was doing? He was in that part where he was in an audition with Annalie Tipton.
We really had a great connection, yeah.
Yeah, they were waiting for someone to call them into a room, casting room.
Well, thank you so much for being here, dude. You're
Thanks
a great guest.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you, guys.
And of course, Nick Thune was also here tonight.
Was he? I hope that's what people kind of take away. Was that him?
Yeah. I just like what you do with clothes. You don't put it on the right way ever. It's just a fun approach to clothing.
it's a new way to look at it. Who's this?
I'm trying to figure out a joke about your whole look right now, and there's just too much going on. But the shirt where you just wear it on your shoulders and don't put your arms in the sleeves is really topping it off nicely. It's like you look kind of like a dock worker who might get chilly.
Yeah. Could.
You look chilly. Like you bought all that stuff at Older Navy.
By all means,
watch Nick's CISO special to just see what he wears on that. Right?
All khaki.
Oh, it is?
Straight khaki, up and down. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for being here, dude.
Thank you.
And Rosa Salazar is in Night Owls. I should have mangled that title. Like, what would your mom call Night Owls?
My mom,
what would she call it?
Johnny, I saw Nightbirds, and it is the funniest movie. Luis Salazar is in it, and some other people.
And you're currently working on a James Cameron project?
I'm in a James Cameron Robert Rodriguez movie called Alita, Battle Angel, based on a manga.
Oh.
Manga.
There was a lot of information in that sentence you said.
And are they still casting that, or is that...
Yeah, is there a part...
Backstage, he took the hat, and then he went, so are they still... Can you get me involved? I'm going to try.
It's a good approach to getting work.
Yeah, yeah.
Just always ask.
I go to, like, Q&As. Like, when they show movies, I go to Q&As and ask, like, if they're still casting anything.
Are you still casting this finished motion picture?
Hey, I got a question. Was I in that?
And
why
not?
Did you guys cut me out? Thank you, Rosa Salazar, and all three of you for being delightful.
I blew myself. My fingers.
What was the hashtag for this episode? Somebody said one earlier. It was a good one. I forgot it. Something about hats. Hat-tastrophe.
Hashtag best of 2016.
Okay.
I'll throw that on there. And I'm going to be doing Douglas Movies right back here at Meltdown Comics on Tuesday, January 3rd at 9 o'clock. And so have a great holiday season, all you L.A. friends and fans. And as always, the Mandela Effect is a shithead.
Wasn't it Mandela Effect?
I don't know. I'm not going to Mandela explain it to you. And cats that shit in your bed while you're sleeping are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in.